Wednesday, June 24th, 2026. Daily Devotions from Bethlehem Lutheran Church in William Penn, Texas. Today's devotion was written by Reverend Kelly Krieg. It's taken from Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 38 through 40. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when the city shall be rebuilt for the Lord from the tower of Hananel to the corner gate. And the measuring line shall go out further, straight to the hill Goreb, and shall then turn to Goa. The whole valley of the dead bodies and the ashes, and all the fields as far as the brook Kidron, to the corner of the house gate toward the east, shall be sacred to the Lord. It shall not be plucked up or overthrown any more forever. A city made holy. Jeremiah closes this section with a remarkable promise. The prophet looks beyond the judgment and destruction to a day when Jerusalem will be rebuilt and consecrated entirely to the Lord. Areas once associated with death, uncleanliness, and ruin would become part of the city that belongs to God forever. This prophecy points to God's gracious restoration to His people after exile, demonstrating that His saving purpose cannot be thwarted. Yet this promise finds its fullest fulfillment in Christ. Jerusalem was rebuilt, but earthly cities still fall, and earthly kingdoms still pass away. Through His death and resurrection, Jesus establishes a greater and everlasting kingdom. The places of death and curse are transformed by His cross into places of life and blessing. At Calvary, the Son of God entered the valley of death for us, bearing our sin and uncleanliness. Because of Christ, God is even now building His holy people, and He promises a new creation where nothing unclean will remain. There, His redeemed will dwell with Him forever. Amen.